We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 38. We're continuing in the 10th Perek with the 5th and 6th Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hei, and Mishnah Vov. It's continuing to study about the detailed laws of Tzamid Posil, of the condition under which a keli, a vessel, is considered completely enclosed, sealed from top to bottom, so that its contents are protected from Tumas Meis if this vessel and its contents are found in an Ohel Hameis. So, Mishnah Hei, Chovis Shenis Kalfo. We've learned that often the Tanurim and the chovios, the ovens, the barrels made of cheres, of earthenware, baked earthenware, were lined on the outside with a coating of tit, of mud plaster, which helped them contain their contents, or in the case of a tanur, helped them contain their heat. So here you have a chovis. And on the outside, it had been covered with this coating of tit. And in the inside, there was a lining of pitch, of zephes, of tar. Now, chovis sheniskalfo, the outer coating has been peeled off, exposing the walls of the cheres to the open air. In this case, the open air of an ohel hameis, of a tent in which a corpse is to be found. But v'hazefes shelo omedes, the lining of zephes, of tar, inside this chavis is intact. So the zephes is serving, really, to seal any opening in that chavis. Or a different example. Now, what you want to do here, let's look at it this way. Looking at this chavis, what element of this chavis is now acting as a tzamid posil? The coating is gone, the outer coating. The inner lining is intact. Can the inner lining serve as a tzamid posil? Especially according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because we learned earlier that Rabbi Yehuda stresses the fact that the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukos, Tzamid Posil Olov. If the Tzamid Posil, the lid, is upon it, on it, then it can protect the contents from becoming Tomei Tumas Mes. But here, it's the lining in it which is effectively sealing it from the outside. Or another example with the same issue is a different mitzius, a different scenario. V'chein kavosim. Kavosim are jars of some sort, kankanim, containers, cans, but they're made of cheres. Kavosim shel murias. These special vessels were used to contain murias. Murias, we know from many places in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, is fish brine. When you take fish and pickled it, so a liquid oozes out of the fish, a very salty liquid. And this is contained, this was a dip of some sort, or an ingredient, an important one in olden times. And this kavusim were in this chavis, this kavusim were like a small chavis, a small container, and had in it murias. And the lid is fashioned out of gefes, out of a kind of lime plaster. But the lime plaster doesn't sit on top of the opening of the can, but rather it is actually inserted into the opening in the can. So again, you want this gefes, this lime plaster, which is lining the top of these kavusim, to serve as a tzamid posil. But this gefes is not upon the vessel. It is in the vessel, in this hole, plugging it up. Shekuvoson im hasofa. They've been plastered at the tip, not above the tip, but at the tip, at the lip of the opening of these kavusim. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino matzilim. Rabbi Yehuda says, a tzomet posel must be on top of the vessel. If it's slightly under the top of the vessel, as in the case of the kavusim, or it's the lining inside the vessel, as in the case of the chavios with which we began this Mishnah, then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it cannot be matzil, it cannot protect the contents, it cannot serve as an effective tzomet posel, but the chachomim omri matzilin. The Chachamim believe that a tzamid pasil does not have to be on it, a'olov. It's as long as it's completely enclosed. We don't care if it's enclosed a little bit below the top, if it's lined with something that encloses it. It's all tzamid pasil according to the Chachamim. This is the pshat of the Bar Tanura. There are many other ways of looking at this Mishnah, but this is one way we're choosing, the way of the Rash Ben Shimshon and the Bar Tanura. We move now on to Mishnah number 4. Chovis. Suppose you have a chovis, a barrel, again a barrel made of klicheres, which has a tzomit posil. It's totally enclosed, has a tight lid upon it. But shenikfa, there's now a hole, it's been punctured in the side, and now there's a hole in the side. But the hole is kind of down toward the bottom of the contents of the chovis, and at the bottom are the dregs of the grapes, and those dregs, known as shemorim, they are plugging up that hole. The hole doesn't go into open space. The hole is plugged up by the shemorim, by the grape rinds, the grape peels, the grape residue which has settled to the bottom of this chovis. So the Mishnah says, chovis shen nikvo, a barrel which has a hole in it, usisamuha shemorim, but the dregs, the residue of grapes or whatever at the bottom are sealing, S-E-A-L-I-N-G, the hole, hitzilua. Those shemorim have saved it, have rescued the chavis from becoming tameh, because now it's completely enclosed. There's no opening. The opening is stuffed with shemorim. Suppose you have a hole in the vessel, not by the shemorim, and you plug it up with a stick. So the stick doesn't exactly fill the entire cavity formed by the hole. So what you have to do is ad shiyamorach min hatzdodim. You have to smear around the opening between the zemora, between the twig, the branch of wood, and the circumference of the circle of the hole. You have to fill that with tit. Hayushtayim. Suppose you plugged up this hole with two twigs. So now there are not only openings between each twig and the circumference of the circle of the hole, but there's some opening between one zemora and the other. So you have to not only be memareach, you don't have to only smear tit around the outside of these zemoros, but you have to make sure that between one zemora and the other is also sealed with tit. So hayushtayim, if you plug it up with two zemoros, with two twigs, achiyemorach min hatzdodin, you have to smear around the twigs to cover up the whole hole. Ubein zemora lechaverto, and you also have to smear tit between one twig and the other. Neser, suppose you have a flat plank of wood. Shehu nosun al pi ha-tanur. The opening in the tanur is on its top. And now lying across the top of the tanur is a plank of wood. Not enough. You have to also smear it all around so that it is stuck, so that it is affixed to the tanur. In meirach min hatzdodin, if you smear around the sides so that it is now affixed tightly, not just lying upon the top, but it's affixed tightly to the top of the tanur, then hitzil, then it protects from tumas meis. Hoyushnayim, suppose you have two parallel planks of wood, and they're both covering the top of the tanur. So now you don't only require a smearing of tit around the sides of it, affixing these planks of wood, these nisorim, to the tanur, but you also have to fill the space between the planks of wood, because as close as they are together, there's a slight space between the two, and that has to be sealed up well with tit. So hayushnayim, if there are two nisorim, ad shiemorach min hatzdodin ubeines elechavero. You have to shmir with tit not only around the sides of the tanur, affixing the two nisorim to the tanur, but also have to fill in the gap between the two nisorim. However, there are other ways to make sure that there is no gap between the two nisorim that are parallel, lying parallel to each other. So that if, continuing in the Mishnah, asa'on besinin, if you have, there are various explanations of this, but we'll follow the explanations of the Bartanura, and he feels that sinin are small twigs from a sneh, from a bush of some sort, the sneh which was boer boesh for Moshe Rabbeinu. So asan besinin, if, says the Bartanura, you put between the gap, you put in the gap between these two planks of wood lying adjacent to one another, you fill them with the peelings of sneh, so it now has a filler. That filler fills in the gap, and that's sufficient. Oh, bishugmin, or if you fill it with peelings of a bush called the shigmon, which is a kind of a rubbery bush, which if you use that as a filler, that too can seal up, can fill in the gap between the boards, and that's sufficient, and that's all you need to do. Eino tzorech lemorach min ho'emtza. You don't have to shmir it bedafka with tit. You can fill it with these other plants, other peelings, bark of the sneh or of the shigmon. Other mefarshim learn that the sinin and the shugmin are not fillers of other material, but they're rather, in the case of sinin, imagine you have these two boards lying side by side, but one of them has protruding pegs, like teeth protruding, and the other one has cavities into which you can plug in these teeth. So you tighten the gap because you have sinin. You have protruding bits of wood which fit right in to the opposite plank of wood, which has its cavities into which these sinin can fit. And according to these other mefarshim, shugmin simply means, imagine like a jigsaw puzzle. You have two planks of wood, but they fit together like a puzzle. The protrusions of one fit into the cavities of the other, so that there is no gap between the two because they just kind of fit together. Either pshat, ein tzorech lemorach min ha'emtza, there are other options to close off the natural opening between the two planks of wood lying side by side, besides smearing it with tit. If there are other ways to seal it up, close it up, tighten the gap in some way, that's sufficient to render a tzamid pasil. And so we have completed Mishnevov, and with it we have completed lesson number 38.